What's up, everyone? I'm Coleman Hodges coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana, where we just saw night one of the 2024 Men's NCAA Championships. It is only night one, and I am already losing my mind because we not only saw two NCAA records go down in two events, the 200 medley relay and the 800 free relay, we saw four NCAA records go down in two events. Let's talk about it. I don't think this was the most surprising outcome anyone could have imagined. And if you would have told me, hey, four NCAA records are going to get broken, I think I could have guessed this sequence of events. But you know what? I don't think anyone did. I don't think anyone predicted things going quite like this on night one in Indy. So we start with the 200 medley relay. I think everyone called it being a race between Florida and Arizona State, with ASU having already set the NC2A record earlier this season at the Pac-12 Championships at 120.55. Well, they went that time again. They tied that NC2A record at 120.55 in the final of this NC2A Championships, highlighted by Johnny Kulo splitting 17.9, only the third man to split 17 in history. The thing is, Florida went 0.4 of a second faster. That is right. Highlighted by Josh Liendo's 18.9750 fly split, Florida went 120.15, nearly cracking 120, which is amazing to me because last year at this meet was the first time any team had ever gone under 121. And now we have seen three teams do that. And by the way, Cal went 121.01, so almost four teams. And we've almost seen a team go 119 in the 200 medley relay. To go under 120, you have to average 19 nines. Doing every single stroke. We also saw some of the fastest splits in history throughout this whole relay. NC State's leadoff Aiden Hayes went 20.07, coming oh so close to cracking the 20-second barrier in the 50-yard backstroke. Alas, not today. But he is the fastest man ever in a 50 backstroke leadoff. We then saw Cal's Liam Bell, who is top seed in the 100 breast later this week, split 22.25, 0.02 faster than Leon Marchand's fastest ever split from last year at 22.27. So Liam Bell, now the fastest 50 breaststroke split in history. Like I said before, Josh Liendo split 18.97, becoming the second fastest performer in history behind Jordan Crooks. And once again, Johnny Kulo becomes the third man ever behind Caleb Dressel and Vlad Morozov to split 17 on a relay. He was 17.94. So a lot of great action in this 200 medley relay, the first event of these NC2A championships. And we see one NC2A record fall. Enter the 800 free relay. In heat two of three, we saw Texas lead off with Luke Hobson, the defending champion in the 200 freestyle, and Texas, the defending champion in the 800 free relay. Well, Luke throws down a massive 129.13, undercutting Dean Ferris's legendary 200 freestyle American NC2A and US Open record by 0.02. Texas goes on to put up a very stout 605.33. At that point, I think everyone was pretty confident they weren't going to win the event, but we knew that that was a very good time, and it set the benchmark for what teams would have to go to top the podium. And boy, did they. ASU came in as the favorite in this 800 free relay, top seed, and many were predicting that if Leon Marchand led off ASU's 800 free relay, he would break the 200 freestyle record, which had already been broken in the previous heat. Well, commenters, swim swimmers, you weren't wrong. Leon led off and he did not disappoint. 128.97, the first man to ever crack 129. With a sensational leadoff by Leon, ASU looked pretty good. But the Cal Bears had other plans. Gabe Jett led off in a very good 130.3, well behind Leon, but still a very strong leadoff. And then Destin Lasko hopped in and split 129.6. The Bears were off to the races after that as Jack Alexi hopped in for the third leg, splits 130.5, puts Cal well into the lead. And then Robin Hansen anchors in 131.8, more than enough to get Cal their first NC2A title in the 800 free relay since 1986. Not only that, they shatter Texas's one-year-old NC2A and US Open record in the 800 free relay. Texas went 603.42 last year. Cal throws down a massive 602.26. beating runners-up ASU by over 2.5 seconds. Texas, swimming 605 from heat two, ends up getting third to round out the top three. Four NCAA records in two events on the first night of men's NC2As. 200 medley relay, bang. 200 freestyle, bang, bang. And 800 free relay, bang. Four records and way too much hype than what we need on just the first night. But I'm here for it. The team race is also in full swing with Cal and Florida both at 70 points after day one, with ASU right behind them at 68. I don't wanna overreact. I know we've only swam two events and we have many more to go over the next 3 days, but I couldn't have pictured a better beginning and a better way to set the stage for a very, very exciting weekend. If you like this video, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss out on all of our video content moving through the weekend. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.